We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Officer at Thibodeau Regional Health System. Also this hour, Tim Rebo, Nicholls State head football coach. Last hour, we talked about those players, those former Saints players that are part of the 2022 preliminary class of the Hall of Fame. Jake Delhomme also on that list, Mike and Bobby, a local. Obviously played for the Saints, but had a great career with the Panthers.
Well, he's not making the Pro Football Hall of Fame, Christian. Come on. You got to keep it real.
Now, I'm not saying that he is.
No, Louisiana, Carolina, yeah, they might retire.
Now, Brian Mitchell's on that list.
Brian Mitchell's innocent because with the Redskins, he was the Redskins when he played. Now the Washington football team.
And he was with the Eagles.
His special team stats is
unbelievable.
NFL history. It is NFL history. So, Brian Mitchell from UL Lafayette.
But to me, Zach Thomas, the linebacker from the Dolphins.
Yeah.
And how he ain't
what, Texas Tech?
Texas Tech.
No, he was a tackling machine.
Man. He's getting robbed for not being in there.
You would think, Mike, you'd be surprised if he didn't get 130, 140 tackles a year.
He was a magnet to the ball.
Yeah.
Other names on the preliminary. Again, 122 players.
Reggie Wayne.
Anquan Boldin, Devin Hester, Andre Johnson, Steve Smith. I think Steve Smith has a chance to get in the Pro Football Hall.
Devin Hester. He changed
for sure.
The way
like we talked about the return game. Like Brian Mitchell, the same thing, the return game. Devin Hester. I mean, just look at the number of touchdowns in the return game. You can go on and on, and you can have a case and argument for none of those players. But to me, when you make NFL history, are you amongst the best in the history of the game? Well, hell yeah, you should be in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. If the numbers don't lie, if you had a prolonged career, Mike, like a Devin Hester and how he produced, you might say, well, he's one-dimensional. He wasn't really a receiver.
Name me another guy that was as good as him.
As a return guy, exactly. He's in the conversation. He's like up there with primetime, with Dion.
Greg Stock joining us now, Chief Executive Officer at Thibodeau Regional Health System. Greg, how are you? Thanks for your time.
Good. I'm good. Thank you.
So Mike was telling me earlier that Thibodeau Regional was the only hospital after the storm in that for Lafourche and Terrebonne Parish. What was that experience
only full
like?
Scale hospital.
Now, Greg, how stressful that was.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff. In the first 24 hours, four of the other hospitals, their structures, their buildings went down. And we ended up, I think we dodged the storm a little bit. That was part of the equation. But we ended up being the kind of go-to place. We've been, inundated with patients ever since then. So, yeah, that's a big challenge. But we're getting it done.
Craig, one of the things, too, is not only you're dealing with patients, from injuries or surgeries, but all the COVID situation's still there too. So you're kind of juggling a couple different things there on the bayou, like it is everywhere else. But that also it puts a lot of strain on a staff.
It does. Going into the Hurricane Ida, there was a lot of shortages of critical care nurses, respiratory therapists, imaging technologists. And that just was made worse with the storm. We've hired 120 people in the last week, unfortunately, from some of these other hospitals. But it's helped us take care of the surge on top of the surge. So the underlying thing you're referring to, we're taking care of 30 or 40 inpatients per day that are COVID patients with their underlying conditions. Some of the young people, as reported, they're pretty sick, honestly. They're in an intensive care unit. And so it's a challenge, you know. But, I'm really proud of our staff and our doctors. They stand up. They've worked very, very hard and stayed focused. And they just seem to be able to handle the surge when it comes. And it's not 100% pressure. There's a few moments when you catch your breath. But yesterday, for example, we had 19 inpatients in our emergency department right per bed. It hasn't been true every day, but it's been like that. So, yeah, it's pretty pressure-packed.
Now, Mr. Stock, when you look at, when you're talking to, young kids and they don't know what they want to do in the future, boy, it seems like now you have to have a heart for it. You have to have a desire. But it seems like, if you have a passion for it, the medical field, just to get involved, and the support staff and all what comes within a hospital and throughout the country, not just Louisiana, wherever, there's not enough nurses, whatever. That's a field that if you feel a calling, you're going to have a job.
And we're getting to live older. Yeah. So it's an older population, too.
Right.
Yes. There's a lot of reasons driving that. There's more cancer patients than there has ever been. And going to be more. They're living longer. Treatments are also helping them live longer, but then they have more treatments. So what we see is tremendous opportunities for a whole career in healthcare. And yes, you can leave Bayou Lafourche here and go to New York or California, anywhere in between. Go north if you want. Almost immediately be employed. So. That's a great thing for people that want to see the world a little bit, want to try different things. And there's a lot within the industry, a whole lot that in the insurance industry, for example, they're full of clinical people now that understand the clinical part of things. And so it's a huge industry when you look at it, and there are tremendous opportunities. Nickel State does a great job producing BSN and MSN nurses for us, for people in this region. We appreciate them a lot. They really do a great job.
Greg.
And so.
Greg, one of the things is that, you know, living down here, it's, you know, kind of neighbor helping neighbor. Everybody sort of knows one another, so you help one another. But really sort of what's touched me a little bit is to see so many people outside our area kind of come in to help. In Lafourche, in Terrebonne, in St. Charles, St. John, St. James. And you had an 18-wheeler full of supplies come in from Convoy of Hope, which I think is a Missouri-based group, to come in to help it, to bring supplies. And I passed it along the way, and I saw Convoy of Hope. I didn't realize they were going to Thibodaux Regional. And then I saw the pictures that they were there to help out the people in Thibodaux, and also some of the people that were working at the hospital.
Yes, well, it's fabulous. You know, these linemen are from all over the country, Des Moines, Iowa, way down in Miami. I've gone with crews cleaning up homes of our staff and sawing trees and all that, and you get to talk to the linemen and find out they love this part of the world. They love the way that people treat them here, the Cajun friendliness and cooking for them. It kind of goes both ways. But we've had a number of them stay in our wellness center, different groups, some pretty large groups. And, you know, they love it here. They do a lot of good. And right, I'm standing right here by our wellness center. And somebody you guys know real well, Jen Hale and her group are feeding, I don't know how many people. There's a line that's a mile long here. But that charitable, that we care about the community. We care about more than just what's self-interest really comes out in these storms. And I'm looking at all these volunteers standing here handing out water and food. It's pretty inspiring, really.
Well, my guy to hook up my electricity was from New Jersey. He had a group from New Jersey with him. He had 19 people there with him from New Jersey to hook it up. Man, he was like, man, the heat here I can take. The humidity, not so well. But I fed him, so he was fine.
Well, he'll like it.
I gave him barbecue, so he was fine.
But the weather's going to be awesome the next few days. I mean, you're going to feel like, oh, this is what one reason why we live here. Because all of a sudden it's turning to fall. And it's
so you get 2 or 3 days of it, then you're back to 90 degrees.
Yeah, but I take 2 or 3 days right now. Now, Mr. Stock, you know, because I've always been intrigued, how you end up in Thibodaux. You could have lived anywhere in the world. I mean, it's amazing because you've been here for a while now.
Now, Greg's a cowboy. Yeah. Tell him, Greg.
31 years. Well, you know, it's one of those stories. I grew up in Arizona, up in the mountains on a ranch, and I worked for some big for-profit healthcare companies, moved around, and I kind of learned that I like communities about this size. And then I'd interviewed all over in that time frame, and I came down here as the third of three guys to interview, and I knew this where I was supposed to be, you know. And it was one of those things that was overwhelming feeling, and I called my wife, said, I know where we're supposed to be. It's here. We came down here, and we have a bunch of kids, seven kids, that pretty much raised our kids here. And, you know, we like it here. We love these people. We love the organization that we work with. And the culture and all the attributes of it. It's just a great place.
Greg,
and
stop.
I got a little pirate in me, so that works well.
Yeah, Bobby likes that. He's a big pirate person.
You're going back a couple of hundred years, Jean Lafitte. I mean, we talk about the 1840s.
So, Greg, you ain't got enough time because he could give it to you.
Barataria Bay right here.
Greg, that independence and that fiery spirit and everything, I love that about this culture and these people. And they've been so good to us. It's unbelievable.
Greg Stock, thank you so much for the time.
Thank you guys for everything.
Thank you, Greg.
You guys are amazing guys. You know so much about sports. I told both of you, both walking encyclopedias. And it's so interesting to listen to you. So thank you for all you do. And what you do in the communities and stuff, too.
Thank you, Greg. Appreciate
it. Thank you, Greg.
Greg Stock, Chief Executive Officer of Thibodaux Regional Health System. We'll step away and come back. Our phone lines are down, but we have a temporary call-in number, 504-309-1053. Again, 504-309-1053. You can text on our Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text lines. That number has not changed. It's 504-260-1870. But if you want to actually talk to us on the phone, our temporary line is 504-309-1053. Sports Talk continues here on WWL.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.